hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As with most any coastal state, South Carolina has a vibrant multi-billion dollar tourism industry that brings a lot of value and importance to our beaches. That's why a few years ago, the mayors and administrators of these beach communities came together to form a nonprofit to educate people about the importance of our beaches. Nicole Elko is the executive director of South Carolina Beach Advocates, based in Folly Beach, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Nicole, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
So first of all, give us the history of this organization and an overview of what you do.
Sure. We are a nonprofit organization that was formed in 2015 to educate, as you said, mostly the elected officials and the public of the state of South Carolina as to the economic, storm protection value, and environmental value of our beaches. We really emphasize the way that those three elements all come together in beach preservation, which is one of the aspects of state funding that we advocate for and support.
And so whose idea was this? How did it get started? A couple of mayors had a beer at a tiki bar down at the beach?
It was the culmination of many years of discussions between the mayors of several of the larger beaches. The Grand Strand, Folly Beach have federal projects, so the Army Corps of Engineers assists with their projects. Their counterparts on some of the smaller beach towns, Polly's Island, Isle of Palms, they didn't have that kind of federal support. So the mayors really thought it was important to get together to be able to go to Columbia and at the state play on the same playing field and communicate the value that the beaches bring to the entire state. They are a revenue-generating machine for the whole state of South Carolina.
Basically a lobbying organization?
It's an advocacy group, so we don't lobby directly for funding. We don't support political parties, but what we do is we have a lot of conversations with our elected officials.
Do you come down on one side or another of an issue, such as offshore drilling, rebuilding seawalls, that kind of stuff?
In general, we're in favor of healthy beaches for the state of South Carolina. So things that would impact the health, such as offshore drilling, the mayors generally tend to agree with one another. So that is a great example of an issue that we do oppose is offshore drilling because of the potential environmental impacts of a spill, but also because of the potential impacts on wherever that oil infrastructure needs to land on the coast. So one of our chair's favorite thing to say there is, which beach community are you going to give up in order to have offshore drilling in South Carolina?
I know one of the issues of top importance lately for our beach communities is flooding seems to be getting worse every year.
Right. So we hold an annual meeting each year in February, and we generally talk about beach preservation issues, beach nourishment projects, building up dunes. But lately, we have actually been spending about half of our time on resilience projects. This will be where the communities are looking at the flooding challenges that they're having, especially nuisance flooding, so those king tides that are coming in more regularly, and where their critical infrastructure is kind of intersecting with those major flood points.
How about the plastic bags issue? That's also been, I know, something that the coastal communities have been concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Most of the members of our board of directors, their communities have passed plastic bag bans. So that's not something that our organization has taken a side on, but I can say that, you know, on a local level, most of them are on that side.
And you mentioned the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about how you work with them.
Our annual conference is when all of our members get together each year. One of our keynote speakers is always the Lieutenant Colonel from the Charleston District Army Corps of Engineers. And they're really our partners in this effort of preserving the beaches, restoring our coastal infrastructure. In the past, the Grand Strand and Folly Beach were the two areas that the Corps focused on. But in the coming years, Polly's Island and Edisto Beach will be included in that. So the value of South Carolina beaches to the nation is being realized more and more.
And I imagine the business community would be very interested in your work as well.
Beaches in South Carolina provide flood protection, hurricane, storm damage protection to all of the tourism infrastructure behind it. So not only is that piece of infrastructure, if you think of the beach and dune as infrastructure, providing us with income and a revenue stream. It's also proactively preventing damages that we would have incurred by a storm. And then the trifecta comes in when you realize that the environmental benefits of that living shoreline providing habitat for sea turtles and shorebirds.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for making the trip to Columbia to spend time with us.
Thank you.
Nicole Elko is the executive director of South Carolina Beach Advocates, based in Folly Beach, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.